And the day of Torah, Tuesday night, Rabbi Yossi Mor.
An exciting series of Halachas Negea, Leil Shabbos Kodesh, which come up, Mita Shabbos V'Shabbatoi, and I want to already share with the Olam something very special, a special Shaila which happened this past week, it's the winter holidays. Someone, a chazan, was called over to be a chazan with many girls. There was an event taking place on Friday night, some sort of event in London. And there was a chazan brought over to lead the Kabbalah Shabbos for the girls, to inspire. And part of his job, he was requested that after Kabbalah Shabbos, to make Kiddush for the girls. It adds to the Ruchnias, it gives a decorum, they have a man with a chazan to come along and say, Yom HaShishi Hagantz, a nice Kiddush, as opposed to getting one of the sand girls, you know, in a quiet voice. He was requested to make Kiddush for all the 150 girls, and obviously he wasn't planning to eat that at all. He was planning to go straight home and eat wherever he was staying by. Would you say he's able to make Kiddush, or can he not make Kiddush for them? Yes or no? Yeah, obviously when he comes home, he's going to have to make Kiddush again. Can he make Kiddush for the girls, and then go home and make Kiddush again? So Rav Anzli is correct. Oh, very geschmack. The Mogen Avraham says, once he davened, it brings us down to Rabbanon. Oh, but still, even let's say it's the Rabbanon. Let's say they all davened together. And therefore, they're both Mechim with the Rabbanon, little Mogen Avraham. And therefore, the Shal is, can they be mighty? Vechiv Yedei Chivasam. So the Maisa is, Groisa Machloikas Rikivega and the Dogma Mavava. Dogma Mavava is the Noiz Bihodai. Shkar, thank you. You got the answer there. Machloikas. Rabbi Kiva Eger held that just like the Aravos, there's a din Aravos from me to you, that even if I've been Yotze already, I can still be made to you. So too for a lady, for a man to be made to a lady, there's also the same din of Aravos that I can be made to a lady, even if I've been Yotze. Right? The Dov Mevava, the Rabbi Behuda, he held as name. You don't apply Aravos to ladies. The Mishnah Berura passed him like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Someone told me that he has a person, a visitor, Friday night, after Kiddush, always by the chicken soup. A lady, a troubled lady, that comes inside and knocks on the makar of her, and she comes, she wants Kiddush. She's a bit a distressed person, and she's mechuyev in Kiddush, but she's a bit distressed, and she always requests from the man should make Kiddush for her. She comes inside, she wants to hear Kiddush from the Baal HaBayis. And his shaila is, can he make Kiddush for her every single week? It's not every single week. A lot of weeks she doesn't come on time, she comes, she doesn't come. Can he make Kiddush for her? And the answer is the Mishnah Berurah holds yes, there's a din Aravos. He's made Kiddush 5 minutes ago. Doesn't matter. Aravos applies to ladies as well, according to the Mishnah Berurah, who passes that Rikki Vega. 3 times the Mishnah Berurah says this. And therefore, the Meikadin, there's no issue with being Moitzi ladies, even if you've already been Yotza, or you plan to be Yotza somewhere else. The Maisach, Afa Bishyotza Moitzi is a Sugya, and we pass like that. Mishnah Berurah holds that it applies to ladies as well, when you're Moitzi ladies, and therefore, Kishmak Hashayla was Negeila this week. The Maisa.
And he doesn't have to become a Zoyus or nothing.
Nothing. Doesn't have to eat anything. Gonish. Forget it. Shouldn't drink anything. Shouldn't even drink it. Forget it. Gonish. They're going to drink it. One of the girls, Adili, one of the girls listening, should drink a Malay Lugmov, and that's how they'll be Yotza. They're din. No, Adili shouldn't drink it, because he can only drink once he's having a Suda. In Kiddush and Makom Suda, he's making Kiddush for them, and he's not having a Suda, so he's like a Tchile, he shouldn't rely on the Shittas Agoinim. Reb Simcha is saying that Igor Revius, there is a Shittas of the Goinim, that in Rishan Gimel Sifei says that the Goinim held that if you have a Revius, it's considered a Suda. Mishnah Berurah said, Balaila, you shouldn't rely on that. And therefore, ideally, the Pesukim say it's Kedai that he makes Kiddush, someone else should drink it, and that's how he's Yotzi, he might see them, and that's Mamash Lech Tchile. Mamash lechatchila, you can't say it as an ongoing basis, but Abba Mechasizcha says lechatchila b'chayish shal the dog mevava. Zicha, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifir Ches, that says clearly that you can be af b'shiyot samaytzi, make a baby agofen, even Shabbos day, yeah, you may live your Shabbos meal, and you want to be mighty a lady, just the Borei Borei HaGofen, you can also be mighty. Yeah, Apelahochi. Okay, this is a Sugya B'fnei Atzmos. Also Borei Borei HaGofen, Shabbos day. For her, just Borei Borei HaGofen. Yeah, it's a Moedig HaLocha. It's a Sugya in itself, really. Afa B'shiyotz HaMaiti is a great Sugya. We all know that it's a Welt, right? It's Kashas from Shnayas and Megillah. It's great. Tosis Rav Kiva Eger's got Gansarich. There's a lot of raid. When you boil it down to the bottom line, the Mishabura holds you can rely on Rabbi Akiva Eger, and where there's a need, but even here, it was more appropriate, it looked nice, it was batamped. Izicha came and he wanted it, they were pushing it that way, and therefore Izicha, there's a mockum, Mishabura holds that in Rabbi Akiva Eger, you can't really push too much. Yeah, someone needs to drink it. So, otherwise, yeah, sure. If no one drinks it, Shulchan Aruch also got arichas about that. Who drinks it? And the Chachidah Shulchan Aruch says one person should drink Malay Lugmav.
You go to that home, whatever else
is a Kiddush. Yeah, everyone has a Kiddush. Yeah. So that lady should drink. Yeah. Ah, okay, that's a different story. Yeah, that's a different story. If she doesn't want to drink it, you have to see it. The Chachidah she should. Okay, next. Aboysa, next Shaila, it goes like this. It's just interesting. It's not so common, but it can happen. Sometimes Shabbos morning, Shabbos day, Friday night, you forget to open the grape juice bottle. And we know that even the Mekilim, when it comes to even those the worm maker which open plastic bottles, but when it comes to metal bottles, a lot of people come out, all of them were machmir not to open metal bottles. What do? You get hold of a knife, you stab the top, and then you open the lid. And that's how you make sure you open the lid and you throw away v'chulu v'chulu. It's common, right, that when you do so, you leave the bottle uncovered, you leave it open uncovered for half an hour, till you manage to, take some sort of serviette and cover it, or some sort of silver foil, or efforts, you're trying to make some sort of cover. Well, the ma'aser, it's motzoi, that when you open it, you may have the bottle of grape juice, which is not covered, right? And so what? And so what? Let me ask you a shayla. So who cares? Who cares? What's the shayla bichlal? If let's say I buy a bottle of Coke now, a can of Coke, and I have half of it, and I leave it on my milky side, and tomorrow morning I wake up and I want to have the Coke. Can any problem? Mashke megulim. Voshtei shochan orchem yoridea sim kuf tez zayin sifalav. Mashke megulim. We are very scared that maybe a nochesh put some poison in it and therefore we can't drink it. Zot shochan orch v'ha idna. Nowadays there's no such chashash. Ba'achshav shein nechoshem etzuyim b'neinu muta. This is mafurish shochan orch. Okay, you can go to the machmir m'dayin Eretz Yisrael. The prichodosh says that you actually should be machmir. I remember seeing a snake. I remember seeing a snake at the front of my knisa in Eretz Yisrael. And I was petrified on my way to a snake. I'm seeing a snake. And Israel, I said, Israel in the chash, call the area. He said, man, the chash. He picks up a stone, boom. And it didn't kill it straight away. He picked up the stone again and knocked it on. He did it a few times. It's a mission in Horius, shtet. It's a mitzvah to kill it's a mitzvah to kill a snake. Okay, the kid says, you can clear about that, but the ma'aser, to drink a Coke that was left unclosed, yeah, there's no issue with that at all, right? Abba, when it comes to wine for Kiddush and Abdullah, it's the Onoch HaSif and Shulchan Aruch, it's the Reish Ayin Beis. Reish Beis Ayin. Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, states that not to use Gilui, not to use grape juice, wine, which was left unclosed, was left open, right? Not to use that for Kiddush and Abdullah, because it's a covered for the Kiddush and Abdullah. Hakrivei onor lefechosecho, which is a lashon es haposuk, and therefore when you bring something as a mitzvah, you want to beautify it, you don't want to bring something which is left on it, it's a shtickle for ekeled. Yes, you would have it, me and you would have a little bit of Coke here and there, which is left unattended, but when it comes to grape juice, and even if it wasn't throughout the night, let's say it was for an hour or so, the ma'aser that are posting kavachaim, there are many posting which say, even if it's left for a bit of time, that's also enough. Oh, no, so that ready, they bring it ready now. No, it's right. I'm talking about left completely unattended. So in the kitchen, everyone's inside the dining room, and you leave it for a bit of time. That's already, it's not the nochosh problem. It's the problem that it's not appropriate. As ishte mishne brun in reisha in beis, sifalof, as ishte mishne brun.
Only
kiddush of the kosher brocha. Kiddush for a breeze, for anything time you use it for kosher brocha, it shouldn't be used for, next one. There is a to-do in the post-kim, so look at Kavachayim over here, he brings a whole list of string of post-kim. Once you're ready a few hours, that's already Lekulei Alma, you already got a chashash there. Wait, so we're going to move on to our next part of the meal. Okay, so we've made Kiddush, we'll have to discuss that another time, a few other points. Let's move on to after Kiddush, we wash our hands, and I don't want to get stuck into all the halachas on the Tillis Yadayim, but if there was two points that I can mention when it comes to Tillis Yadayim, these would be it, right? Number one is, it's a Toz Gomel, What happens is, I think we right, we all know this, that, you know, especially when there's guests, we like to talk and talk and talk right at the beginning. And we're talking, and you've got a hold of this cup. I haven't got a cup on me. Imagine this is a cup. Oh, I've got a cup. You got a cup, and it's full of water. And yes, you know, and you know, he bought a house that, yeah, you'd be busy talking to your visitor, and you've already started pouring water onto your first hand. And you continue talking, and you think, yeah, no, one hand, or maybe even both hands before I made the bracha. This is what all the posts in the Shrei about. The Tzlach, Be'ikah, and the Shulchan Achorav, those are the two big players who say, this is the Tol's Gomel, the Tzlach says, V'risi, afile b'tamid ha'chomim ha'yishvim, and they sit and learn, afile ha'chi, this Tol's is inevitable. It's clear that from the second a bit of water touches the hand, that's the Hascholas HaMitzvah. Just like when you make a bracha and you have an apple. So you don't speak between the bracha and the eating of the apple. So too, this is the reverse way. We do the Maisa first of washing, and then we make a bracha. But the Maisa, we want the bracha to be chal on the Gamsa Maisa. And therefore we want the bracha to be chal even on the first hand. If a person washes his first hand and then speaks, then kumtois, that the bracha that he's going to say is not going to go on the first hand. Therefore, all the poskim make it very clear that from when you start washing your hands, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch puts it this way, he puts it very nicely. He says, Ra'isi, I've seen many people which are careful not to speak after the entire washing and drying process. Imagine you finish the whole process, you're on the way back. I've seen many people being very much backward on that, not to speak, Chas v'Shalom. That's not so bad to speak. I once mentioned before that there was a... that Bavad Yosef, at certain times, he would speak. He would speak politics. He was makbid not to speak any politics at the table. But where there was a person that he had to say something to on the way back from washing his hands, he would say something. He would speak. Shulchan Aruch in Kusam Avav. Shulchan Aruch's opinion, after drying, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is not so bad. Toiv lahachmi. The Rimah is a bit more machmi. That's why we don't speak. Oh, but Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's much better than speaking during the washing process before the bracha. That whole area has to be mouth closed from when you start washing till you finish drying. As we say in Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ra'isi, I've seen many more people be more makbid on after the washing process than drewing. And it says the ikar kvod is drewing from when the water starts going in your hand until the finishing of the negiva. That's like a very important point to take into account.
Let's wash again.
Oh, so now that's interesting. If a person, well,
so, wash a bit, it's kind of talking, you say,
it would get complicated how you'll do it, but yes, the poskim do say, if a person did speak, it's kedai to wash again. You haven't made the bracha yet, it's kedai to dry that hand and wash all over again, as we state in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay, let's move on to it's just kedai to know to keep the talking till afterwards. Next nekuda is, okay, this is interesting, that if a person did speak after the whole drying process, so some people think that you have to now wash again. It's taka not the case, like we mentioned, because it's selachatchila not to speak. It's interesting, it's not so chomo. We obviously machmir not to speak, but certainly if a person did speak, there's no chiv to start washing again. I'm talking about if he spoke after the entire washing process. The next nekuda is, I find it very shallow halacha, but if it's something that we do every single week, it's kedai to chaparan, and that is a mefurish remor in Simon Kuf Samach Beis Beis. The remor says that after you wash your hands, right, so we wash our hands, we're going to get it right, pashas, you're going to get it right, you pour water on the right hand, pour on the left hand, right, that's pasha. Afterwards, there's a mitzvah, the shafshafon. Shafshaf is not a great zach, it's just a habit. It's a simple habit we can get used to. It's a mefurish remor, and the Hanzigels are very okay with this remor. Even if you use a revius, it's still a mitzvah to be meshafshaf. So just rub. It can be once or twice. A pikabola, maybe three times to see. There's a grace in yonim a pikabola, but at least in the remor state, just be meshafshaf. It's one of these things that you can learn about it and see for 10 years and won't actually implement it until it's done. Once you do it, the ma'isa, this is a halacha which is mefurish in Shulchan Aruch Ramah, all the achronim are happy with it. There's an inyan to wash it, Mishabur explains, because it does extra cleanse. Whatever the reasons are, the ma'isa, after many years, you can say, I've got the ma'isa nocha Ramah that I can throw in the basket to say in makwa that after you wash, before you dry, before the brocha even, is to just meshafshaf, no greater spiel, just as oi. And therefore, that's a nocha. These are the three things that I think is worth mentioning.
Before you dry, even. After you dry, you don't need to do it at all?
Yeah, so after, yeah, unless you're cold. You can go like this, but no, there's no.
No.
Yeah, before the brocha, dafki before the brocha, that's right. Yeah. Before the brocha. They all mentioned to do the shifshuf is before the bracha. Yeah, very quickly, and then the bracha, and then dry.
While you're drying, you do the bracha.
well, no. The bracha always should be before the drying. So therefore, you got the shuf. Again, it's quicker than you think. You're just finished washing your hands. And the shuf takes literally a half a second. It can take a half a second. And the mice, every time you go before shuf behind your back. So you go like this, bracha tashem, the bracha, and then dry. So wash, shuf, bracha, dry. It's quite good to get into the habit. Next nakuda is. Sorry? Ah, so, oh, very good. Wrong mentioning. So he's Madaik. He's Madaik. Everyone's asking, he's Madaik. He's Madaik. Why did I pick these three things as Kilo? These are Dodvaram Shutim. Why didn't I miss out on the Kudah of raising hands? Sidach and Kodesh. Sidach and Kodesh, right? I miss this out because a Kemat all Rishonim hold that once you use a Revius, it's Nishtok and Inyan. So therefore, the Arnionim is this, I'm leaving that out. If there's three points I want to make when you get to the Sivzi Dayan, which is clear, Kimat's clear in all the poskim, is no speaking, and the other one is Lekula, that if a person did speak after the whole process, there's no Chiyuv to wash again. And the third Lekula is to Chapara and try and get a Shifshuf involved, if possible, Zechah Kadai, to get into the habit.
Well, next.
Once it's dry, this is already chilukim. This is already getting into the tifa and hilchos and tzedaim. If you've already dried your hands, then if you touch something else which is dry, that's also fine. But if you touch someone else's hand which is wet, that's when it starts being matama, because that's the whole to do.
If you touch somebody else dry who's not washed yet,
also okay, because it'll never come onto you unless it's wet. Okay, so now we have given shiurim in the past that it gets very bitty. It does get bitty. Next nakuda, which I want to share with you. This is the first four lines. We're going to get all this. We can stay till course to 11. Okay, the next nakuda is that we've got. So you've sat down. You're sitting down now on your chair, and now there's a grocer, that comes to you. You take the knife and you make a little mark. This mark. It comes from Mamak and Avram to show you, to give you an idea, to indicate where you want to start from, which areas pass from. But everyone has this shaila, so you make the mark. So after the brocha, when you're actually ready to cut, do you have to start zuching and trying to find it? You're not sure if it's the crack or is the actual mark that you make. As I think, says Ashulchan from the Tzemach Tzedek, there's no chiyuv. It's an indication, fakir. No one ever said you have to go deep, fakir. You shouldn't go deep, it's just a mark, be'erech, where to start. About statement in the Kseis HaShulchan from the Tzemach Tzedek, Zichah no Inyan to start going and Zichah Yaran. The whole purpose is to minimize the hefsek, and if it's going to take you longer to find that area and try and dig into that, then Zichah, you've defeated the purpose. That's not the Inyan. The Inyan is to find the area where you want to do it. The next Nekuda is, okay, so you've got over here holding the Chalas. So if you've got two Chalas, what should we use? We need to use something. So if you've got two Chalas, show you. Okay, let's imagine this is a long challah and this is a round challah. And let's say we want to use the round challah for tonight. Yeah, so the night meal is always kedai to the Ramah state that the one that you want to use should be under, should be under, and the one that you don't want to use, you don't plan to use, should be on top.
That's Friday night.
On Shabbos day or on Yom Tov, Balayla and Bayom, then you should always use the top one. Really, you should always be using the top challah because it's closer to you, and name Avrina Lemitzvahs. But Api Kabbalah, the Ramah already brings, that it should be underneath the one that you plan to use. So the Taz already asks, Eim Avrina Lemitzvahs. So he recommends, shouldn't be mamish underneath Shavah B'Shavah, because then you got a problem, Eim Avrina Lemitzvahs. You should bring the one below slightly towards you, so you should hold the Chalas Azay. So Friday night, it's Kedai to remember that the Chalas should be, ideally, should be the one that you plan to use underneath, and it should be closer to you. Like this, you make a remark. The remark state, Mefurish Reisha and Dalet, it's Mefurish Mechaba, Mefurish the remark that says that it's Kedaya Pikabola to have the Chala underneath, to get around the Emavir, and the Ta says that it should bring it closer to you, the one underneath should be closer to you. Next Nekuda, we've got over here, so you already start making, you hold onto the Chalas, and you start the Brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem. Interesting, the Shem Hashem, the Mishneh Brura, again, I'm only bringing in Yonim, which is Shtei Mishneh Brura. There's many in Yonim in Friday night meal, Bechlal. And we're only taking things with Shtei Mefurish and Shochnor, Ramah, and Mishneh Brura. I don't want to go too far, because it goes on and on. But the Maisa Dosa Aloch of Shtei Mefurish and Mishneh Brura, to raise the Chalas, B'Shas, the Shem Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem. Now you'll notice our Pikabola, the Sfaradim, won't do B'Shem Hashem. They'll wait till Hamitzlech of Noretz. I remember in Yeshiva already having it out. some Svadish Abochim, they didn't do it. Raise that, Amitelech Menorah, that's Apikabola. Kapachan brings that down in some Kubzam Zayn. Mishnah Berurah, however, brings it, Lashem Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Kenmachem Amitelech Menorah. Right, so only Bashem Hashem to pick up. Lemais, again, all these things are small Zachan, but once we get into the habit, it makes the meal much more meaningful that we have Rishonim that's saying this. It's not stomach. You know, Lamaisa, this is the, what they say that's kedai to do, so we're going to have to stop it, and Mr. Hashem will have to be Moshech next week. The Shmak HaShad is coming up. Shkoyach. You too, Moshech. I like Shoshir very much.